My name is Jocelyn Segura. I'm from Olathe, Kansas. Go St. Paul. And I'm here to share you, tell you a story about how God showed me kindness and mercy. So I've always been a super bubbly and happy kid. My name literally means joy. Happy to the point where people ask me, are you okay? Are you on drugs? Are you good? And I'm I'm just hype, about Christ and just life. But people aren't used to that, and they can only look at you weird and call you annoying enough times until you actually start believing it. And I fell into that lie, and I believed them for a while, and I kind of just stopped. I stopped laughing, I stopped talking, I stopped leaving my room. I didn't want to do anything. And it was until my parents were okay, get up, you need to do something. And they made me go to youth group, and I just did not want to go. If the people at school didn't want to be around me, and why would youth group want to? Why would Jesus want to? But I went, and I liked it. And after months of just pouring my heart out, Jesus spoke to me. And I went on this retreat, and it's a retreat based around community service. But on the last day, my whole youth group sat in a circle, and it was a praise and worship and a feet washing ceremony. And we were all holding hands, and I just started crying, that deep emotional, ugly crying.
Yes, we're all aware of that, yes.
Yeah, and I just started crying because I was why did I believe them? I felt Jesus working in me, you're fine, yes, just cry it out. Mm-hmm. And I was crying, and as I was crying, the boy next to me grabbed a tissue and he wiped the tears off of my face. I know. And although physically I know it was this boy, spiritually I know it was God. I know he was there, and in my heart I heard him say, Jocelyn, I love you, and I will always be there for you, and I will always be there to wipe your tears. And he still says that to this day. The priest said that at my confession. But I just ask you guys, if you ever feel like you just need to go up to someone, you just need to say hi to them or just be kind, just do it. Because you never know when God is going to use you as a light in someone else's life.